Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Amanda McIntosh. She's with the Southeastern Utah Health Department. Now, we usually have Amanda in to talk Hope Squad, but today we're going to be talking about Poison Prevention Week. It's coming up March 21st through the 27th, and there are so many things that are out there that maybe you don't even think of in your home or outside that this really covers. So we wanted to get the information out there and then tell you, if you want more information, where you can go find it. Amanda, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Dave. It's always a pleasure to be in studio with you.
So let's start off right out of the gate with Poison Prevention Week.
Yes.
And it's coming up March 21st through the 27th. What is the theme for this year?
The theme for this year is prepare, prevent, protect. So we're going around and trying to educate people in the community about, you know, poison control and things that you may not consider to be poisonous or that you would even think to be on your radar for poison, right? So first and foremost, let's talk about the poison control phone number. It's nationwide. It's available 24/7. That phone number being 1-800-222-1222. And it's funny, when I first moved to town, there was a doctor in town that was the very first question out of her mouth. When no matter what the visit was, she would say, "What's the poison control number?" And so, you know, you learn it really quick. But then as years go by, you stop seeing the doctor or whatnot, then you forget that number. So the health department has stickers with the poison control number on it. We have little cute magnets that have the poison control number, and those numbers need to be posted in places that you're going to know where to go. Your refrigerator, putting it in your phone, putting it in your camp trailer, you know, the places where these poisonous activities might be taking place, so that you have that number readily available.
So let's start off with, there are two different types really of poisons, and they kind of fall under two categories. Let's talk about those and maybe touch a little bit on both of them.
Sure. So there's the household poisons, and then there's the outdoor poisons. So with our household poisons, we're looking at batteries and toys, especially with our youth, and those tiny little watch button batteries is what they call. And it's estimated that over 3,000 kids a year swallow those button batteries. So something as simple as just putting our batteries up high, or making sure that the clasps on our remote controls are done tightly so that it's harder for our kids to get those batteries. Super easy, right? Very simple. And it's just being mindful that those are attractive to little kids because they're swallow size. Other things within the home are cleaning products. You know, our technologies with our dishwashing detergents and our laundry detergents have become so great that they've been able to capsulize those. Well, those laundry detergent pods, they're colorful and they're squishy, and kids like squishy and colorful, and so it's easy for them to like chew on it. And usually, the worst thing that can happen is just an upset tummy, right? But if they swallow too much or whatnot, we just need to monitor them and make sure that they're not getting dehydrated and things of that nature. And then there's what's called a poison purse. You know, us women, we like to carry everything with us, and that includes poisonous things. Our cosmetics are in our purses, and you know, even something is like nail polish remover. If you have that in your purse, so that it's colorful, and so kids are attracted to that. You think about a bottle of Pine-Sol, just the original Pine-Sol bottle, that looks like apple juice to a toddler who doesn't know any different. And so we need to be mindful that our caps are tied on, are twisted on tightly, and that they're put away, put up, so that our kids aren't going for them. But as we, you know, go through our household, other than the snow that we've recently had, it is starting to get warmer. We're getting into the camping season, and so people are going to be moving from inside their house into their RVs. And so one of the bigger poisonous areas that we need to be conscious of is that carbon monoxide poisoning, and knowing what the symptoms are with that. And with carbon monoxide, you're looking at a colorless, odorless, and tasteless gas. And that one, you know, causes headaches and nausea and dizziness, shortness of breath. And worst case scenarios, you're vomiting with confusion and loss of consciousness. So you never want to leave your vehicles running inside or enclosed spaces. Install CO2 detectors. You can pick those up just at Walmart, CJ's, things like that. But also making sure that your portable fuel sources are being used outside. And then we move to the outdoor poisons. And those are things, you know, as we are camping and hiking and scouting for animals and things like that, it's things like the animals and insects that are native to Utah, such as the black widow spider or the hobo spider. Not the brown recluse, because that's not native to Utah, but the hobo spider is, and they have very similar reactive effects to our body. So we need to be mindful of where we're walking, where we're putting our hands down in the dirt, things like that. There's also, you know, bees and hornets. It's going to start getting warmer and flowers are going to start blooming. Our flying insects, stinging insects are going to be out. So we need to remember not to swat at them, to remember that if we do get stung by a stinger, to remove the stinger immediately, apply cold compress, and to make sure that our food is staying covered and avoiding areas where the nests are. Never poke a nest, right? You know, other things to keep in mind is ticks and mosquitoes when you're out. Animal bites. Did you know that any mammal can carry rabies? So it is important for all of our dogs and cats and things to be vaccinated. The most popular mammals, of course, being the skunk, raccoon, foxes, coyotes, bobcats, and bats that are carrying rabies. So we need to make sure that we get medical attention immediately if we have been bitten and you haven't gotten your tetanus shot in the last 5 years, or there's pain, swelling, redness to the area. Also, rabies can stay alive in a dead animal. So please don't poke dead animals. There's a chance that you can still get rabies from that. Also, while we're outdoors, we're talking about the plants that are in our area. You know, even household plants that are common, you know, that are so pretty. Did you know that you know, tulips are poisonous, or Easter lilies? We're coming into Easter lily season. Those are poisonous plants. Don't ingest them because they will cause an upset tummy. And then radon.
Radon. And radon's one of those things that, and I was kind of, I understand why, but radon is actually considered an outdoor poison.
It is an outdoor poisoning. However, it does come into the home through the foundation, through the cracks and the cold joints and things like that. And Kurt Jensen at the Southeast Utah Health Department, he is an expert on radon and how to mitigate that and test that. But again, these are all these are things that you can buy at the store. I think on Amazon, a radon detector is about $15. Even at Walmart, about $15. But just simple, inexpensive things to keep in mind, to put into our home, and just think of things from a toddler's perspective, maybe getting down on their level and seeing what's going to be hazardous and dangerous to them.
All right. Amanda McIntosh with the Southeast Utah Health Department. If anybody has any questions about this, how can they get a hold of you guys down there?
Oh, you can call us at 435-637-3671. My direct number is 435-636-3671. 1153, and feel free to give us a call anytime. We've got tons of brochures and little handouts that you can keep at your home, just very good reading material to give you those quick reminders that these things are poisonous and that they can cause you to get sick, and we don't want you to be sick. All about living healthy and protecting ourselves. So we just need to remember to prepare, prevent, and protect.
Very good. Thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate you.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.